السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue with our lesson from Surah Ali Imran, inshallah, from ayah number 172 to ayah number 177. And inshallah, we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 172. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء اتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين ولا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم. So inshallah, that is our lesson from ayah number 172 to ayah number 177. Now inshallah, for our theory, we were doing a review of the topic of makharij, and we have covered this topic before, so it's going to be a little bit faster this time. If you do find that you're having a little bit of difficulty with the review, you can go back to the previous lectures inshallah from the beginning, and you can listen to those. We take a little bit more time with those because it is our first time doing them. So inshallah, this is meant to be just a quick review of everything that we've covered so far in the class. So in the last class, we covered the makharij of al-halq, and then we moved on to al-lisan, or the tongue. So we did the letters that are from the root of the tongue. So this is the letters qaf and kaf. So they have very similar makharij. Qaf, however, is heavy and it touches the soft part of the roof of your mouth. And then kaf, on the other hand, is light and it touches the hard part of the roof of your mouth. So this was the distinction between the qaf and the kaf. Now, inshallah, let's move on to the letters that come from the middle of the tongue. So there are three letters and they all have the exact same makhraj, meaning that they are emerging from the exact same area within the mouth. So what is the makhraj of these three letters? It is the middle of the tongue touching the upper palate or the roof of the mouth. So three letters are made, the sound is made when the middle of the tongue touches the roof of the mouth. So what are these three letters from the middle of the tongue? These three letters are jim, sheen, and ya. Now we have the question that if all three of these letters have the exact same makhraj, how is the sound different every single time? So let's say for jim, the makhraj is middle of the tongue touching the upper palate. So why does the jim not sound like the sheen? So what is the thing that makes these letters different from each other? So the thing that basically differentiates jim, sheen, and ya, despite them having the same exact makhraj, is the amount of pressure and the amount of your tongue that is going to touch the roof of your mouth. So let's go ahead and look at the letter jim. So I do want you all to try to say this letter with me, then you will know exactly what it is that I'm talking about. So when we say the letter jim, ja, ja, so I feel like the roof of my mouth is being touched by my tongue. Ja. So I feel like there is contact. My tongue is touching the roof of my mouth. Ja. Ji. Aj. So I do feel that there is contact, and you should feel this. You should feel that the roof of your mouth is being touched by your tongue. Now, when we look at the letter sheen and I say sha, now I do feel a little bit of the tongue touching, but not too much. For the jim, I felt more of the tongue touching, and you can say this on your own as well. Ja, sha. Now for sheen, a lot of the tongue is not touching, not as much as it was for the jim. Now for the jim, I did feel a lot of contact. It was very obvious that my tongue was touching my upper palate. But for the sheen, I didn't feel that. I felt a little bit of the tongue, but not too much. Now when we say the letter ya, now for ya, I barely feel any contact. I do feel a little bit of pressure, ya, but I don't feel too much contact between my tongue and the roof of my mouth. So this is the thing that differentiates jim, sheen, and ya. Now I have heard that some people have this issue where they're unable to say the jim. So when they say the letter jim, it sounds like a ya. So they will say, for example, jihad, they will say yihad. So they're unable to say the letter jim. So this is why it's very important that we control the amount of pressure that we are applying on our tongues to the roof of our mouth. So you want to make sure that you have the most pressure on the jim. Then you have on the sheen. And then finally, the least amount of contact is on the ya. You're still going to apply a little bit of pressure, but not much of your tongue is going to touch the roof of your mouth. So this is what is important. We do want to make sure that we have the correct balance. And alhamdulillah, I think most people don't usually have a problem with this, but if you do have some kind of issue, inshallah, this will help you identify why the sounds are not coming out correctly. So also another thing for the letter jim that I have heard is that sometimes people mix the jim with a cha sound, cha, like ch. So we want to make sure that the jim has a very sharp, strong sound. So we don't want to involve the teeth in any way. So for example, if we have the letter ja, we're not going to say ja. So now the tongue is touching the teeth and the teeth are being involved. So we don't want to include the teeth. These makharij come simply from the middle of the tongue touching the upper palate. So we're going to keep it simple. We're not going to involve any other area of the mouth. Otherwise, the sound can get distorted. So for the letter jim, we are going to make sure we have a very sharp sound for that letter jim. We don't want any cha or any lightness to come into this letter. Now also for the letter sheen, so we do do have that contact, but not too much. So we're not going to apply too much contact. A pretty easy letter. I think, alhamdulillah, most people do not have an issue with this letter. Sha, shi, shu, it's pretty simple. Also in English, we have sh. So it is similar to that letter. And then finally, we have the letter ya. So for ya, again, you do want a little bit of contact, but we don't want too much pressure. So sometimes people put a lot of emphasis on the ya. So they'll say ya. So now this is kind of starting to sound like a jim. Ya. So it almost sounds like a jim. So we're going to lessen the pressure a little bit. So pressure meaning the amount of force that you are applying on your tongue. So don't push it up against the roof of your mouth too much. It should come pretty easily. Ya, yi, you, ay. So you don't want to go ya, ji, ju. So now this is a very heavy sound and there's a lot of pressure being applied in the mouth. So we do want to be careful of this. Again, alhamdulillah, I do believe most people don't have a problem. But if you do find that the letters are a little bit different sounding, then inshallah, try to investigate how much pressure exactly you're putting on each letter. So for jim, it should be the most amount of pressure. Sheen should be moderate pressure. And for ya, there should not be much contact between the tongue and the roof of your mouth. One more thing I wanted to add is that jim is a letter of qalqala. Inshallah, we will cover that later on as well. But what are the letters of qalqala? The letters are kutub, jad. So these are the five letters of qalqala: qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. And the letter jim is included in that in the word jad. So anytime we have jim with a sukun, we are going to apply a little bit of a bouncing sound, aj. The reason for this is that if you do not apply that bounce, the letter or the sound is going to stop as soon as you hit the sukun. So let's say I'm saying the letter jim and I'm not applying qalqala, aj. Now you don't hear that jim. It could have been a dal. It could have been a qaf. You don't know what that sound is. So to make sure that sound is audible, we're just going to apply a little bit of bounce. Again, not too much. So if we're doing just a little, aj. So you're not going to apply too much and make it aja. Now this is a fatha, so you're adding a letter. So we're not going to do that. Just do a very simple aj. A very nice light bounce, not too long. Just a little bit to make sure that sound is audible. So that was qalqala. The letters are kutub jad. Inshallah, we will come back to that later and then we'll do another lesson specifically on these qalqala letters. So these were the three letters, jim, sheen, and ya, from the middle of the tongue. Now, inshallah, let's move on to analysis. So we're just going to go back to our verses, starting from ayah number 172. الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. So here, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ, the name of Allah here is going to be light. وَالرَّسُولِ, ra here is going to be heavy. And then here, ma asabahum, ma is going to be a four count med. I see that sign of med. Asabahum. So hamza here is going to be light. We don't want to make this heavy. We're not going to say asabahum. So here, hamza is heavy, ba is heavy when these are not heavy letters. So hamza is going to be light, sad is going to be heavy, ba is going to be light. A-sa-ba. So hamza light, sad heavy, ba light. Asabahumul qarh. So now here, this is a little bit of a difficult word. We're going to pay attention to each letter here. Lam is going to have tawassut. We're just going to rest on that lam because it has a sukun. Qaf is a heavy letter. So we're going to make sure we have that fullness. The back of the tongue should be raised. Make sure the qaf is heavy. Ra in this case is also going to be heavy. Ra is also a letter of tawassut. So we're going to make sure first when we are reading this word, we're going to spend a little bit of time on the ra. And then we're going to spend a little bit of time on the ha because we have sukun when we stop here. And for the ha, we learned that this is a throat letter. You should feel that there's a little bit of warm air coming, a little bit of constriction on the throat. Asabahumul qarh. So qaf is heavy, ra is heavy, and then ha is going to be from the throat. So for this word, it is a little bit difficult, but we're just going to go one letter at a time and make sure we are giving this its right. أصابهم القرح. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ حَا again is going to be from the throat. مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْ قَافْ is going to be heavy. أَجْرٌ عَظِيم جِيم is going to have قَلْقَلَة. رَا is going to be heavy. عَظِيم ظَا is going to be heavy. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمْ قَافْ is going to be heavy. لَام is going to be light. قَالَ so make sure لَام does not become heavy. إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ قَدْ قَافْ is heavy. دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَة. جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ خَا you're just going to rest on that خَا it is also heavy. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا قَافْ is going to be heavy. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. وَنِعْمَ الْوَقِيلُ عَيْن here is going to have توسط so we're just going to rest on that عَيْن. And then here وَكِيل we're going to end on A for count mad. فَانْقَلَبُوا قَافْ is going to be heavy. بِنِعْمَةٍ عَيْن is going to have توسط. مِنَ اللَّهِ the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. وَفَضْلٍ ضَاد is going to be heavy. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ so here in لَمْ meme we're just going to rest on that meme with توسط. يَمْسَسْهُمْ meme we're just going to rest on the meme again with tawassut. Seen is going to have the characteristic of safir, meaning that there's going to be a little bit of a whistling sound on the seen, and then meme again is going to be tawassut. So just make sure you are taking your time on the letters with sukun. Lam yamsashum so just make sure you are resting a little bit in between these letters. Su'u wattaba'u ridwanallah. Su, this is going to be a four count med. I see that sign of med. Ridwanallah. Ra is going to be heavy here. Dad is going to be heavy. And there is no qalqala on the dad. So make sure you're not bouncing here. Ridwan. So just make sure you rest on that dad. Make sure it is heavy. But don't have any of that bounce because it is not a letter of qalqala. Ridwan Allah. Allah here is going to be heavy. Wallahu. Allah here again is heavy. Dhu fadlin. Dad is going to be heavy. Again, there is no qalqala. So do not bounce on the dad. Just gently rest and make sure you are making it heavy. عظيم ظا again is going to be a heavy letter. إنما ذلكم الشيطان ظا is going to be heavy. يخوف خا is going to be heavy. أولياءه this is a four count med so make sure you are pulling for four counts. فلا تخافوهم خا is going to be heavy. وخافوني خا is going to be heavy. إن كنتم مؤمنين here on the Hamza, we're just going to apply a little bit of a jerking sound. Stop the sound abruptly because Hamza is a letter of Jahar. Mu'minin. So just have a little bit of that jerk because Hamza has sukun. ولا يحزنك حا is going to be from the throat. الذين يسارعون را here is going to be light. في الكفر إنهم لن يضروا الله ضاد is going to be heavy. را is going to be heavy. The name of Allah is going to be heavy. شيئا if we stop here we're just going to make this a two count mad. يريد الله the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. ألا يجعل لهم so here we have the letter جيم. جيم we learned is going to have قلقلة. It's just going to have a little bit of that bounce bouncing sound, so do apply that because of the sukun. يجعل لهم حظا ظا is going to be heavy. في الآخرة خا is going to be heavy. را is going to be heavy. ولهم عذاب عظيم ظا is going to be heavy here at the end. إن الذين اشتروا الكفر شين is just going to have a little bit of تفشي so you're just going to spend a little bit of time on the شين spread the sound a little bit. الذين اشتروا so not too much just a little bit to give a little bit of time on that سكون. را here is going to be heavy and then الكفر را again is going to be heavy. بالإيمان لام is going to have توسط so just rest on that لام. لن يضر الله ضاد is going to be heavy. را is going to be heavy. The name of Allah is going to be heavy. So all three of these letters are heavy. يضر الله so your mouth should have a feeling of fullness as you're reading these letters. شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم so here, va is going to be light. And then here, alim, when we end on the sukun, we're just going to make sure this is going to be a four-count med. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 172 to ayah number 177. And inshallah, in the next week, we're just going to continue with the topic of makharij and continue with our review. So again, I do know that we're going a little bit fast on the theory, because we have covered these before. But if you do feel like you need a little bit more time, you need a little bit more explanation, or maybe you weren't here for the previous classes, then you can go back to the website and then find those old recordings and then listen to that. Inshallah, that should help you, because we did go a little bit more in detail the previous time. So this time is a little bit of review. Inshallah, it should be helpful for people who have already done the class. But if you find that you need a little bit more explanation, a little bit more time, then inshallah, you can go back and then listen to those recordings whenever you have time. And I do want to emphasize that it is very important that as you are learning the tajweed, as we do the lesson, the analysis, that you are practicing along with me. So inshallah, I do want that you are doing the application of the tajweed and not just the rules. So this has always been what I emphasize, that you don't need to memorize the actual rules as long as you are applying the rules. So even for the mudud, this is why I kept mentioning that as long as you have four count, inshallah, it should be fine, except for that one case where you do six. But for most of the time, as long as you see that sign of med, you are going to do at least four. So even if you don't remember the rules, you are still applying the correct tajweed. And of course, it is good to know the rules, you should know. But even if you don't, just make sure you are applying them correctly. You are reading along. And anytime I do mention that here, this is the rule, that here, this is heavy, this is light, if you can, try to write it down in your Quran. Write H for heavy, L for light. Circle letters that are difficult for you. Highlight heavy letters. Whatever it is, you know yourself best. But just make sure that you are following along and that you are trying to improve your own recitation as well. So this is the purpose of tajweed, not just to memorize the rules, but to have the actual application, and that is what you're going to be questioned on. So even if you don't know the rules of tajweed, that's fine, as long as you are reading the Quran correctly. So that should be the goal, and inshallah, we are going to work towards that in the coming classes. So inshallah, I'll end it here. It is now time for the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.